Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of the Office ASMR, a Sleepy Time podcast. We're all here tonight taking a look at Season 5, Episode 4. This is The Baby Shower. Tonight's episode aired on October 16th, 2008, and was directed by showrunner Greg Daniels. Written by Aaron Shore. I'm certain that is a series regular, pun on the word Shore. I'm sure Aaron Shore is a series regular writer. But tonight, The Baby Shower, I want to say this one is pretty iconic. I guess it'd be good to do, you know, my own personal list of the iconic Office episodes. And this one's pretty high. It's not quite Dinner Party, but, you know, Baby Astrid and that whole, well, even like the cold open and everything is pretty good. Well, even like the cold open and all that stuff is pretty good. You know, I started using Wikipedia as my, to get the information on the episode. I think I said in the past that the number or the app that I used to watch, you know, changed their formatting and I couldn't get the information anymore. And now looking at the plot description on Wikipedia, it's so detailed as to what happened. I was thinking, oh, maybe I could use, it'd be interesting to try and use the Wikipedia plot description as my, like, as what I read through in the show, but I don't think it would take me 20 plus minutes to read this. In the cold open, Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson, acts out the process of birth with a watermelon as Michael Scott wants to be prepared for Jan Levinson's baby. Dwight orders Michael to do many unusual things, such as mark the baby to ensure he will recognize it if taken by baby snatchers, and insists Michael delivers the baby himself. Michael ends up dropping the watermelon as Dwight has coated it with butter, and Michael eats it as Dwight zips up his pants. Yeah, I don't think it would take me, it wouldn't give me the length that I know is much appreciated on this show. But, yeah, Wikipedia, always a good resource. Cinematography by Randall Einhorn. Love, Randall. So let's get into that cold open. And that was just a little bonus for you. Also, before we get in here, I just thought on, like, a farce that if I said 50 likes on a tweet, I would drop a bonus episode. I had no idea what happened. Thank you, everybody. But I did drop a bonus episode in the feed. I don't know how it shows up in your podcast player because it is technically a bonus episode. But it's one of the... I did this a lot more around Season 1 where I did ASMR or, you know, sleepy time versions of songs related to The Office. And if you like those, cool, I'll keep doing some more bonus episodes. If they're not helpful or too short or something, then I won't. So, as always, this show is driven by your feedback. And make sure your sleep timers are set. Here we go. Let's get into The Baby Shower. As I said, we do know that we start off with Dwight walking around with an apron and a watermelon. And my cervix is ripening. We have Jim saying Jan is preparing for a baby with a sperm donor. Michael preparing for the birth of a watermelon with Dwight. Michael will be connected through delusion. Dwight's water is breaking into a garbage can. Highways or surface roads? Kimson's covered in potholes. A record, this is very inaccurate to real life. Well, that's pretty close. Dwayne said he performed his own circumcision as a baby. Cradle my head. Everybody's watching Jim, Phyllis, Andy, like, everyone's watching. There's even a shot of Creed, where Creed is, like, cringing and covering his face. When the baby emerges, you mark it in a way that no baby snatcher could ever copy. Boom. Oh. Butter. Newborns are slippery. I love that one. Michael's like, nice touch. Good. This is going to be the happiest day of my life. As Jim, or as Dwight, zips up his pants, like right, basically Michael's ear. And here we go. We got Dwight shredding a credit card. We have BJ Novak, Ryan on the phone, The Office, Meredith, and Kelly and Angela and Phyllis setting up the party planning. I should say the party planning committee setting up the baby shower. Are we set for refreshments? Personalized M&Ms with baby names. Chevy for the boy. Girl bowl. Ass turd. It is the name of a Viking princess. Ass turd. It is beautiful. Michael says, this is it. Phyllis, time to step it up. Angela says, Angela's like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Phyllis says, we gave you your wedding shower. We gave you a golden shower. Where's my golden shower, Phyllis? Michael says, if it's not biologically mine, I'm gonna love it. When the dog nurses a tiger cub. Have you seen that on YouTube? It is so bizarre and unnatural. But it happens. We're back in accounting, and Phyllis is collecting for the baby shower. Why do we have to pay money to get a gift for his ex-girlfriend's unborn sperm baby? Phyllis says, look, it's for Sheetcake, not the baby. Phyllis is happy. Phyllis is happy to not be working with Angela, or not be under Angela. That's a good one where Michael knocks on the window like, come on, Phyllis. Come on, Phyllis. Michael's like, pump it. Pump it, woman. And now Jim is on the phone with Pam, who's still in New York. And she's updating. Oh. Creed is wrapping his foot over in the corner. Dwight is listening in very closely. Sarah Kaya combs in. That's why this episode has some good ones. Sarah Kaya combs in. No way, you can't reserve seats, blah, blah, blah. Dwight is like, oh, interesting. Something interesting happening on the phone. No way. That's hilarious. No, it's horrible. And it's just a really good representation of the difficulty of long-distance relationships. That was a good story, he says. Guess whose picture? The Nard puppy for ya. You guess whose picture is whose? Who would have thought? This little baby marrying that little baby. That's Phyllis. You're marrying Phyllis? You know what's so weird? What is perfectly captured in this interaction right here is the dynamic between the dynamic of a relationship, and I can speak to experience on this exactly, is the dynamic in a relationship where one person is way more interested in the other, because the dynamic between Andy and Angela, because there were a number of girlfriends that I can almost feel it just looking at that scene, where I knew I was way more interested in the relationship and the person than they were of me. And there's like a certain coldness to the dynamic between the two that it's like triggering it in me. It's like, you want this. You want this to work. You think you love the person. You really like the person. But there's like a wall, an invisible wall between you that can't break. And even just in the body language, wow. Ooh, I better unpause and keep moving on, because yeah, I'm feeling that one. Ahoy, back with Michael and Holly in the Annex. How are you doing, Holly? Jan Levinson is coming in today. She's in the terminal stages of her pregnancy. Holly doesn't follow. The child, I have a vested interest. She is incredibly fat and enormous right now. You are, on the other hand, one of the more attractive people in the office. I'm gonna act, Michael Warnser, I'm gonna act kind of cold to you. I'm doing this to pay respect to her bloated feelings. And I'm treating Ryan the same way. Stanley does not like pregnant women in my space. Always complaining. I have varicose veins. I have swollen ankles. My nipples don't get sore. You think I don't need to know the fastest way to the hospital? That's an incredible Stanley scene. We have Jan rolling in with a baby. Hi, Jim. Jim's look of shock. Incredible. Dwight says, oh no. And him and Michael are like, they came out so happy. Michael wasn't there to market. The baby could be anybody's. Except Michael's. That's a great line. That's an incredible line. Astrid, not Astrid. Why didn't you call me? Labor started suddenly, and that guy, the birth instructor. Michael wants to know what she's been through. Can I hold her? Yes. But then she's like, I'm not out of the bassinet. Leave her in the car seat. Okay. It's a nice car seat, as we know. I love babies. Michael says they're beautiful in different ways. I try to pick up and hold a baby every day. I love that shot. That shot of, like, Michael or Steve Carell. They see me as one of them, but cooler. And with my life put together. If a baby were president, there'd be no taxes and no war. There would be no government. And things could get terrible. It'd be a better screenplay than idea than a serious suggestion. It is my privilege and honor to present the first time in the office and the first time Astrid Levinson. This is your family. You'll know them for the rest of your life. Creed is like that. Lion Gang. I'll take that. Let's get our shower on. I'm fine, weirdo. Don't suck all the air out of there when you walk in. And Ollie's gonna like, time to play some games. So we had games. The baby ruins all of them. The baby doesn't ruin anything, Kevin. Who wants to get the baby will be born when? Holly's face right there. That was like a two shot with Holly and Jim just confused. Oh, they got a stroller. Kelly says it's way worse. A $1,200 stroller. Dwight is unimpressed. $1,200 is what I spent on my whole bomb shelter. This stroller should be indestructible as he buckles the belt on top of the watermelon. Great looking baby. Everything's alright. Everything is alright. Basically, she's singing Son of a Preacher Man to the baby, and everybody's confused. So now there's. Basically, this is Pam in a laundromat, and it's setting up a great ender here. But Jim is like, look, the baby and the watermelon, Astrid, Jan comes in, but Pam, like, can't hear her over there. And Pam says, oh, you know, even if we had, I was in Scranton, we have days like this. I wash my lipstick. You know, even if they're in Scranton, they have off days. Stealing kisses from me on the sun. Taking time to make them. Everybody is sitting there looking. Oh, Jim. Jim walks in, head shake, turns around. Oh no, my child stuck in the barbed wire as Dwight tosses the stroller off of a pile of. Janet describes that she had a tub birth. So you're in the tub with everything? Oh yeah, the afterbirth floats. The tide at Omaha Beach. Everybody's just like, I'm out of here. No, 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 says Michael. This is the birth story. It was beautiful. Once in a lifetime experience, and I should have been there. I know Michael will eventually have children, but having gone through this three times, I don't know that Michael, I don't know, I can't see his character handling it. Clearly Steve Carell can. Steve Carell's a proper gentleman, a proper man. Michael, I think he'd get through it. Michael says, look, I usually love babies, but I just felt shortchanged. There's like a look of panic that Michael has. He's like, hey, can you take the baby? And he just kind of heads out. Good for him. Really good for him. What's up, Mike? Michael goes down to the warehouse for advice. One baby daddy to another. Hi, baby daddy. when you first became a baby daddy, did you have an immediate connection? Hell yeah. Because that was my baby. Errol says, you stop calling yourself baby daddy. It's not your baby. You feel connected to his baby? You feel connected to this? You want to hold me? See how you feel? Could I? Jan is asleep on the couch underneath a pink tablecloth. I'm just catching up on my sleep. All I can imagine. Astrid, where's Astrid on her sales call? More paper, Jan is like, oh my god. Coffee break, that's funny. She's with Angela. Oh yeah, this is so good. Back in the conference room, Astrid is in a gourd, surrounded by vegetables. And Angela's, there's a flash on the camera. Jan looks absolutely shocked. We're taking a picture. You don't flash around a newborn baby. That's so good. I want to know the behind the scenes on that one. I'm just going to go talk to Holly about her hygiene. She smells like old tomatoes and dirt. Holly's like, The ending of this episode is so good. Dwight is out in the parking lot doing the bumper test. Just running over the stroller and continuing to destroy it further. Dragging it. And around a corner. Heavy drag. Now, Jan's heading out with the baby. Everybody say goodbye. Where is the stroller I came in with? Dwight took the liberty of putting it in your trunk. Wait till she finds out how destroyed it is. Jan says one more thing. Don't date Holly. I hate her. God. I don't know that it matters. Okay. Thank you for the baby shower. That was great. And I'll see you soon. Just Michael's reaction. I feel like Jan knows what's up. On that. Oh, and she left. Yeah, she left the stroller that the office had pulled together for her. And I love this. Michael goes back to HR in the annex and looks very sheepish. Holly says, you're gonna be mean to me. And Michael just silently, sheepishly hugs her. Just closes his eyes. It says, you can see it was very powerful. I didn't feel much when I held Astrid, but I had a good feeling from Holly. Now we have a shot of Pam walking in the laundromat, leaving message for Jim. And at the same time, we have Jim leaving message for Pam. Hey, it's 5:03. Can you walk into the car? I'll leave a message. Is it me here? We just... I don't know why the scene. It's a perfect scene. The two of them talking to each other out of sync, but in sync talking to each other. It's because they know each other so well, they tell the same story. I'm just trying to help you, Beasley. Be safe. Don't worry, I'm being safe and I'm headed home. I'm headed to my dorm. Not home. Oh. It's good. It's a good episode. It's a good closer. That'll wrap it up for baby shower. And we'll see you in the next one. Good night.